Why we love spring cleaning. Okay, maybe the word love is a bit too strong, but lots of people really look forward to cleaning and clearing things out when spring arrives. And there's good reason. Spring is about rebirth and renewal. Lawns, bushes, and trees that have been bare for months start to turn green again. The sun feels warmer. The first flowers peek through the dirt. Life is starting over. It's a perfect time to clear away the mental and physical cobwebs of winter. Spring cleaning past and present. In days past, spring cleaning meant mopping and dusting every nook and cranny, taking down winter curtains, changing winter bedspreads, and even washing down the walls. Nowadays, many of us don't have time or feel the need to do a major spring makeover. But there are some simple ways to freshen up for the new season. For example, number one, make a place for everything and put everything in its place. It's a great time to organize and reorganize. Most clutter experts recommend having a home for every item in your house. As soon as you're finished using something, return it to its home. Right away, not later. That way, when you want it again, you'll know exactly where to find it. Number two, love it or give it to someone who will. Spring lends itself to closet purging, and there's a simple way to do it. For items you haven't used or worn in 6 months or more, ask yourself if you really love them, or are you holding on just in case? In the spirit of spring, put those things in a giveaway box and donate them to charity. Or if you're anxious about doing that, put them in a see you in September box and store them out of sight until fall. Your closet will thank you. Number three, attack the piles. You're unusual if you don't make piles. Piles of mail, piles of magazine articles you really want to read someday, piles of bills, and more. Now's the perfect time to go after those piles and whittle them away. Number four, add a new coat of paint. As you come out of winter hibernation, you may long for some color to brighten up your home. Here's a project that's not too expensive and can really add a touch of spring. Pick a color and make a weekend project out of lightening and brightening a room. It can do the same for your mood. Make it family time. Add another dimension to spring cleaning by making it a family affair. Map out assignments and work together. Even little kids can do their part. They can help cleaning out a toy box or take on a small part of one of your projects. Afterward, be sure to celebrate your group success with hugs, praise, and maybe a game of catch on the new green front lawn. This concludes the article, Why We Love Spring Cleaning. For more information and wellness resources, we encourage you to log into your member website.